Be around, dude.
I'll be back.
And Sequency Spider went climbing up the spout. Down came the rain. And what's pouring to you out? Okay. Hello.
Yeah, and almost. Hi, almost transcriptions I'm doing, having to make a few changes here and there for continuity's sake.
Uh-huh. Yes, because I get a little bit confused. I have to, you might want to put this in, the fact that I have to translate into English before I vocalize what I'm saying sometimes. Mm-hmm. English is not my native tongue.
Well, what I find myself doing now is, you know, making my changes in transcribing while we're doing tape.
But sometimes that can change the whole entire meaning.
Well, that's why I've got Car in my head.
Aha, yes.
Now
the editor for me.
Now, is Omal fluent in English? Where he just
verbalizes
it, along with all the other languages he knows?
Oh, he knows so many languages, it's ridiculous.
Right, and that's different from you. You're using a computer to translate?
No. I translate like you translate Spanish. I have to think about it.
Okay.
Like a good channel knowledge. Group in Swahili is probably getting along Swahili.
Mm-hmm. I've actually had him sit down and go, Hongli Fat Choi.
Which is Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Hongli Fat Choi. Happy New Year. I learned that from Mark, actually.
Yeah, cool. Good, so no Ash had met.
Fortunately, no, unless he pops his head in through the door. Mm-hmm. And then, oh! We've
still got 45 minutes, so we'll see what happens here.
About 42 at the moment.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Hi, T.
Carrie.
I said T-E-R-E.
You don't speak English very well, do you? You don't speak English very well at all.
Working on it.
Yeah, okay.
T-E-R-E. That's a cute name, though. I like that.
Yes, I got to go and face down the devil later on.
Mm.
Mark. What? He's upset.
Why?
Yes, he is. He was upset with you last.
Oh, yeah, right.
Keeping him up so late.
Well, you probably looked at the clock on Hades Bay.
I was.
11 o'clock, and you forgot about the 2-hour time difference.
Well, actually, it was about 10:15. Yeah, about 10:15 up here.
Mm.
And he said no later than 11 o'clock. So I thought.
He meant.
Well, I got confused, all right? I got carried away.
Hey, the light wasn't red yet.
No, it wasn't even flashing. It wasn't even blinking.
Oh, there you go. You gave it your best shot.
Yeah, it started blinking when I took it off.
Well, darling, let's work on Kiri's corner, shall
okay,
we? Kiri's... I think from that Katrina session, we're not going to get much out of you either that night.
No, I made a few sensible comments before I got carried away. Uh-huh.
Put those in also.
Okay, Curious Corner, meditation. Okay. Let me first of all explain flowers. Flowers are an indigenous plant to Sirius. There are three distinct types. There are the red ones, which are a pick-me-up. They will make you hyper. You won't need to sleep. They make you think clearly. They can make you very silly as well if you take too many of them. Taking one is fine. It is a stimuli. Makes you very happy. Okay, the blue ones. These are a depressant. They make you mellow, relaxed, comfortable, and even sleepy. If you eat more than you should or overdose, It does not kill you. It just puts you to sleep for quite a while. It is not uncommon for young individuals to enjoy these flowers and wake up a week later wondering what happened. Okay, the last type and my most favorite type. These are the pink type. These are a sexual aphrodisiac stimuli. Very enjoyable. Heightens all senses of awareness relating to the sexual activity. One's skin becomes very sensitive to touch. The erogenous zones get very stimulated very quickly. And it can also prolong the act of lovemaking. That's why I like them. Okay. Now it's a preamble on flowers. Okay. Now let me get sensible here. Meditation techniques. Now, on Sirius, there is a tradition of deep meditation. This is where you get in a comfortable position, you relax, and you look within yourself. You hold up your soul, as it were, and analyze it to see if it is where what you think it is worth. You analyze dispassionately what you have achieved, whether it is 58 years of life, 100 years of life, 500 years of life. You analyze all your experiences in this meditation status. This ties in a little bit with the blue flowers, as to keep yourself in a non mode of emotions. You use the blue flowers to achieve that linear line of analyzing what you have done, whether it is good or bad, positive or negative. You analyze it. You see what you did wrong, how you should correct it. You analyze, is it a positive or a negative? To achieve this meditational status, what you do is, first of all, you get relaxed. And you go through a standard meditation technique of breathing. You do 20 deep, long breaths. Then 20 short, shallow breaths. And you repeat this on and off until you achieve the status of peace. You may also select a mantra, such as peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And you will repeat this over and over in your mind as you take the deep breaths. But as a novice, you might practice saying the mantra out loud in between each breath, so that you have the deep breathing and the mantra going at the same time. Also, you can use, as you might call it, a Zen technique, which is a hum. Hum. Choosing a frequency that feels as if it vibrates in the nasal cavity and in the cavity where the third eye would be. This will induce a almost hypnotic state and create a level of awareness. It makes it easier to review what you have been up to.
Question. Have any of the flowers from Sirius ever been attempted to be grown on Earth, for example, back in the...
You're referring to the lotus blossom eaters.
Not just the lotus, but, for example, the poppy, which
is red in color. This is a possibility, but it does not. It would have had to have mutated quite radically, I'm afraid.
Not people mutated quite radically.
It is a possibility, but the soil and climate don't appear to be correct. I don't know. We don't have the ship's manifests of when they came to your planet.
Okay, let's shoot in the lotus.
That's closer.
Now, we don't have examples of lotuses anymore. We have stories of what lotuses did. And that was just the fumes of them.
Uh-huh.
And this goes back, of course, to Homer and the Odyssey.
Yeah, the Odyssey, oh, the, yeah, whatever.
Right. In which the lotus eaters would eat lotuses and then find themselves in that state that we're describing here with the blue flowers.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of hints then possibly that they time immemorial where possibly we had some flowers that were...
Immemorial is an incorrect word. Immemorial suggests perpetuity, forever.
Okay.
You might want to change that word.
Oh.
But we understand what you mean.
Correct. All right, so where do we go from there? How do we research something like that?
With the Odyssey.
Okay.
Right down there. Look up myths and legends. You will find Vishnu and references to, I believe it's lotus blossoms.
Correct.
Look there. You will also find it in Chinese cultures, Indian cultures, the Mongols, not the Mongols of Genghis Khan, but the Mughals of India.
Right.
There is references in there. There is references in... I'm trying to remember the famous character that rode around in chariots in the sky. You know who I mean.
Apollo?
No. Indian mythology.
Chariots in the sky, Vishnu?
Yeah, I think it might be Vishnu, but it's a particular individual that there's references to. There are also references... who was that gentleman that I had an interview at Skywalker Ranch that was televised? Something about mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing modern and ancient mythologies.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah. I'm sure Mark knows what it is. Ask him.
Okay. Now, is it possible then that we're talking about dirt that was maybe brought from Sirius and kept in plants or kept in pots, but later on it couldn't support the plant growth after a few generations?
That's quite possible, yes.
You've heard of that, where the soil will die out due to too much farming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is quite possible that that occurred. That, as I said, I don't know, they didn't keep the ship's manifests. I mean, it's possible that individuals so longing for home decided they would bring home with them.
Makes sense to me.
Or they were so addicted to these darn things.
But they're not addicted.
It's a psychological addiction.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. When God said brains, you thought he said drains and wanted big empty ones. Don't you listen?
I'm trying to make clarification for the web page so that people who are reading this will understand the fact that this was something that is not addictive.
Okay.
You clarified as that psychological addiction, meaning that the whole matter
now is
easily
read. Are you going to be putting this in?
Hmm?
You're going to be putting this little bit in?
This is the part that gets edited.
Oh. So all my wit and humor wasted for nothing.
No. I'll put in the fact that it was psychological.
You're going to put that in?
I'll try to describe it in parentheses.
Oh, Kiri sticks out her tongue.
Something like that.
Or Kiri sticks out Mark's tongue. Okay. Sorry? What was I saying?
Prior to brain drains.
Oh, yes. Sorry, my brain's empty. We're wasting tape, Tia just said.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you have any engineering questions now I've given you a lecture on flowers?
What about the medicinal qualities of flowers? Don't you use the blue ones when you're menstruating?
Yes.
Correct? Wouldn't that be good to mention?
Yes, it would be, actually. Actually, it would be very useful to mention that the blue flowers are used for menstruation, cramping, bloating. It makes you in a nice, mellow state of mind where it doesn't matter. It takes away the pain.
Hmm. And have they been able to bring those into a point where you can condense them into a liquid, the flowers? Like an alcoholic beverage, let's say, or a injectable or an injectable essence or something like that?
No, no. It has been done in the past, but it is no longer done because that makes it too potent.
Oh, I see.
Any other medicinal qualities to flowers?
Yes, the pink ones do make you more fertile.
Along with increasing your sexual drive?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Any other before we move on to engineering?
No, not really.
I wanted to make sure we covered all the bases. Yeah. Flowers, thank you very much.
You mind not banging so loud?
I'll pass that along. Okay, John.
Oh, it's outside, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Engineering questions?
Not right off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Oh.
I'm sure you're full of
it. No, anything to worry. With a talking to Amal about the engineering factors of ID4.
Mm-hmm.
What I haven't seen the movie, so I'm just hypothesizing here.
Even you provide
that they reverse engineer a spaceship and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would kind of suggest that it already was being able to be used.
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. You're asking me to make an analysis on something I haven't seen. Actually, I've got an idea.
Hmm.
I'm going to make rash comments.
Okay.
It's a wonderful movie. Go see it. It's great. I've never seen it before.
Okay. And you'll be joining this thing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Now, can Mark visualize it same time you were visualizing it?
Yeah.
I can. You get the night off, don't you?
Tomorrow? Yeah.
I can slide into Mark's mind and watch it.
I'll buy tickets early in the afternoon.
Okay. I suppose you don't need me anymore.
Who else? Oh, don't feel
Kara. Actually, I've got plans.
Okay. Yeah, we've been in Kara.
You got plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you got ants in your pants.
I've got more plans than
that. More than ants in your pants, right?
Well, I personally would prefer them in your pants and not mine.
Thank you for Kara's Carrie's corner there. They're styling now.
And it's been nice visiting with you.
Yes,
it has. You've been frequenting our household quite often, and you seem to be a lot more comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
And I enjoy visiting with you.
Well,
even though most of the time you're so preoccupied with your computer, with Mark's computer,
mm-hmm.
but I still enjoy the little bit of time we spend together.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy it also. I would try to communicate more easily, but sometimes I tend to overbalance myself, and I've got to watch that when I'm walking around. We don't want to have to pick Mark up in lots of little pieces like a certain egg character.
Well, yeah, you almost, when you almost fell flying down those stairs, you would have hurt Mark's body too badly.
Yes, I know. That's why I've...
I told him about that,
yes,
too.
That's why I've stopped coming down the stairs like I used to.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Especially when you're wearing slippery socks.
Yes. Okay, I'll see you later, Johnny. Probably on Friday night.
Okay, we'll glue some sandpaper to Mark's feet.
Yes, that's a great idea. Let's
do
that.
Yeah, we've got lots of sandpaper on hand and glue. We'll glue some sandpaper to Mark's feet.
Let's do that for real.
Okay.
We'll use that clear sticky tape. We'll do that for real. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
All right, I'll help you.
Okay. I'll put on what's that face?
Mm-hmm. Love of my life. You check it out tomorrow, all right.
I don't need to.
You see it.
Oh, before I go, the president in the movie is not Bill Clinton.
Somebody worse?
He's an ex-fighter pilot.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Greetings. How is it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Okay, let us get down to business. Healer's Hall.
Healer's Hall.
Okay. What do you wish to know?
You used in your bio, where we added the chemical compounds combined with crystals. Let's go a little bit on that.
Okay. Yes.
Maybe you could describe it a little bit for us.
Chemical compounds. Okay, using such chemicals as iron. After all, you all need iron. But it is such a minute amount that it is very hard to explain. You use very minute amounts of chemical compounds. For example, calcium mixed in water, apart from leaving a very horrible taste in the mouth, is quite useful. But there are other ways of getting these chemical compounds, such as calcium through milk. That is very useful for bones and hair. So the chemical compounds that I am using are actually included in the food. So it would be more accurate to say nutritional chemical compounds.
Ah, well, that clears that up a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I just remember we were working at one time on somebody who had broken their leg, I think, or something. And you were talking about their arm. I believe you were talking about use of magnets.
Yes.
On Hades base in conjunction with the cast and crystals.
Yes.
And now we're finding similar healing techniques being employed down here on Earth with the use of magnets.
Very strong, powerful magnets.
Right.
And what is actually happening is it is stimulating pushing together, north and south together, pull together, generating a field that pulls.
Right.
Would those very powerful magnets be electromagnets?
They can be, but electromagnets have to be shielded from the rest of the body because they can have detrimental effects. But the generating the field of an electromagnet has to be very high and intense to be that harmful to the body.
But regular magnets will do the same job.
But it takes longer, yes.
Right.
The magnets we use on the base are a magnet that are very, very powerful over a short distance and then dissipate quite quickly.
Do we have anything similar down here?
Electromagnets to a certain extent. But of course, these magnets are charged in a different way in their magnet. In their magnet. Please help me.
Magnetic.
Magnetic field.
Magnetism.
Field. Magnetism?
That is what I was looking for. Magnetism. The magnetism is much more intense in the ones that we have up here over a shorter area. Electromagnets, their energy field dissipates quite quickly.
Now, as I recall, when Linda was here, we were discussing quite a while back, actually, the use of special magnets.
Biomagnets.
Biomagnets. Now, how does that field compare to the ones that you use?
They are similar, but they're also quite different.
They're weaker, right?
Oh, much weaker.
Much weaker.
And even though they do accelerate the healing process, it is not as rapid as it would be up here with a much more intense and stronger magnetic field. There are magnets up here which are quite capable of actually leaching out of your body the iron. They are that powerful.
Wow.
So it is necessary sometimes to ingest iron in minute amounts to individuals that work in this field. they will ingest more iron than they actually need because they know they can lose some of it.
Are you familiar with the magnets that you can wear in your shoes?
Those are biomagnets.
Oh, okay. So we are talking about the same thing.
Correct, yes.
I've got a pair. And do you see some benefit with them?
Yes and no. Don't expect a lot because the magnetic field is not as intense as would be necessary to heal. However, they are very soothing and relaxing. They make you feel comfortable. It is something that is useful.
Doubling the magnets up, double the field?
Not as much as one would like.
So tripling them,
you would get more of a benefit than singularly.
Yes, but the field is not as intense as one would like.
Okay, so you're going to, no matter what, you're going to have to work with it on a slower basis.
Correct.
Now, besides working on healing broken bones, what other uses would magnetism that we could find down here, like, for example, in biomagnets, help in the healing properties of the body?
Oh, there are many, many different uses that would be used. Cuts, scratches, headaches, believe it or not.
Ooh. How about wear and tear on your legs? I was told that biomagnets are good because the type of work I do and all the lifting.
Well, that goes back to wearing them in your shoes and the soothing effect that it has. You see, when something is not as tired, it will last longer. When a muscle becomes tired, it is working harder to pump oxygen and blood to the extremities, and therefore it takes more energy. Something that makes that easier, it's very useful. And that is what those biomagnets do.
Do biomagnets that we get on this planet, do they wear out after a period of time? Do they lose their magnetism?
Eventually, yes, but it is something that takes quite a while. Something that I wouldn't worry about in your lifetime, Johnny.
Oh, really? So the pair I bought a couple years ago in Sedona are still functioning and working okay?
They should be.
Okay.
If they're not, you got ripped off. They weren't real magnets.
Now, what if you're able to hook up a battery charge to one? Would that increase the power without the debilitating effects of actually having electromagnets?
No, it wouldn't increase the electrical magnetic field as much as you are implying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does increase it, but it is not a dramatic jump.
Okay.
You have to remember to have positive to north, negative to south. Otherwise, you are realigning these poor suckers, and if they lose alignment, what happens? No, they lose magnetism. If they lose alignment, they all have to point in the same way for magnetism,
right?
Now, if one's going this way, one's going that way, and another one's going that way, and they're going all hickety-pickety, what happens to the magnet?
It's just kind of a piece of metal.
Correct.
Is that a technical term?
Oh, yes, very, very, very technical.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally from Sirius, from way, way back, it survived the eon of time.
Oh, yes. Immensely old. It is like some of our medical expressions that we use to shorten words. Like HFF. Somebody comes in with a broken leg. Let's say it's a guy. And I would say, HFF, we better work on this one quickly. What does HFF mean? His fucking fault.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, it's very technical term. Or what would be another one? Let me see. HPH. I remember when I was a medic in the Army, Syrian Defense Force, I had a few of these.
What do you mean?
Hygiene personal habits.
Oh.
It means he doesn't have any.
So it'll be actually PHH. Personal hygiene habits.
Wow. English isn't my language.
True.
I get the words mixed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, working with crystals and magnets.
Okay. Now, crystals are more of an energy supply for the spiritual being to recharge the injured individual, which is quite common for somebody that has been hurt to feel physically drained of energy. And this is because their body's immune system is fighting the infection or fighting to repair itself. So what do? You use crystal to re-energize the individual. Or, if you happen to be fortunate enough to have healing crystals, use the energies from those, focusing in on the harmed area. And what it is actually doing is the energy that is already in that area, focusing on healing, is being directed by this crystal. Let's say it is a laser crystal, right? And you're using a sweeping motion, right? What you're doing is focusing the energy in that area in a sweeping motion and augmenting it with the energy of the crystal, which is helping to heal by sweeping the energy into a useful, cohesive unit.
So if we're to use magnets also, that would be the same thing.
Yes, but sometimes it is best to use a combination of healing techniques.
Right. Which is why I'm thinking of using both. Crystals and magnets.
Yes, you would use them either simultaneously or one after the other.
Are you familiar with this publication?
Not this one. I'm afraid I can't open Mark's eyes to read it, and I don't read English very well. What is it called?
It's called The Complete Crystal Guidebook.
Yes, I believe I am aware of it.
It says...
It's my book.
No, this is my book.
Well, I've got one too. Then.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh,
it's
so yeah, she's
practical
quite
path,
familiar with it.
A practical path to self-development, empowerment, and healing for the beginner and advanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's by someone called Uma
Sibley.
Oh, yes.
Shilby.
Sibley. I am vaguely aware of it. Your question being, Johnny.
Is it a good practical handbook for us to use here?
Yes, it is quite a useful tool.
Would there be some other publications that you are aware of that we have on this planet?
I do not have Tia's expertise on computers, otherwise I would look it up and help you. As much as I would love to, I lack the expertise.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay. All right. Last questions.
That was
okay. I'll see you guys later. Yeah. Especially you, dear.
Of course. Mistress with the mostest.
Oh, yes. Mistress with the mostest, with the swivel hips.
The ringleader of the gang.
Leader of the pack. Rum, rum, rum.
That mixer then?
What?
Part of the ring cycle.
Part of the ring cycle.
You know, the motorcycle. Wagner ring cycle.
Oh, yes.
The
mighty hunter of great fighting stature, might I inquire? Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Okay. Let's see what we got left here. Mess around with. Being as everything's all covered pretty much for the web page, I suppose everything else from else is just.
It's about to run out as well. Who's on first? Okay, a cup of tea would be nice.
Is that too
far? Who's on first?
Yes. Who's on first?
Who is on first?
That's right.
Who is the correct answer?
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. It's on third.
Who's playing shortstop?
No, who's on first?
Yes, but who has played shortstop?
No, who is on first?
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, they traded up. See.
Hey, let's do the routine, all right? Who's on first?
I don't know.
Now, he's
on... They're on third.
Thank you. Empty key.
That's that one.
Not talking to you now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Actually, Kiri was deliberately egging you on, I think.
Think so?
Yeah, she was.
Well, that's good.
She wanted to see how far you would go to putting it into the... after all, she said that she is the most playful of the bunch.
Yeah, well, like I say, I'll probably edit heavily at that point.
You might put in... Kiri goes off into frivolous behavior.
Well, that's what I'll do for that night with the pyramid.
Or Kiri starts making wild comments that are unrelated to the channeling session.
Kiri sheds clothes, attacks Laika.
It wasn't Laika, I don't think. I think it was Katrina.
Well, that's true. I'm a little worried about her.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I don't see her at all, but and she doesn't come to channeling sessions anymore. But it seems like she's gotten kind of antisocial, not so much in a bad way, but just kind of more withdrawn.
And she's very confused at the moment.
Right, which is why I'm asking the question.
Well, she wants to do what's right for her family. She wants to do what's right for her unit. She wants to do what's right for us. And they don't mesh.
Where does the conflict come in? Your family doesn't want the same things you guys want, I take it?
They have different outlooks.
Yeah, but they're Syrian.
Yeah, oh, they're Syrian. But they're of a lower class than Kiri and Kara, you see. So that their outlooks are a little different.
Mm. Well, I have to admit, I'm not too used to the lower class outlook, unfortunately. I'm used to Tanaxa and Kiri and Kara. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we don't meet any other Syrians.
No. But, that, yeah, she's confused emotionally. She's also very confused about her sexuality. And also she has incredible longing that she wants a child. But she's also got the problem of the loyalty to her group of warriors.
Well, see, this is all very strange because being six-dimensional, I wouldn't expect this kind of confusion.
She's young.
Well, agreed, but so is Kiri. And you don't see that kind of confusion with Kiri. Kiri knows exactly what she wants, how to get it.
Yes, but when I say Laika is young, she is young.
Well,
she's only 19.
Oh, she's still a kid.
Exactly.
Well, so theoretically, by the time she reaches Kiri's age, she'll have it all figured out?
Hopefully, yes.
I mean, like I say, just in sixth dimension, young or not, I would expect, you know, people to have, you know, more abilities and more resources available to them
to develop their understanding. Certainly, certainly that she is still a woman. She still has those hormones. She still has to learn and experiment with her sensuality. She has to learn how to control herself.
Hey, John.
Hey, thank you, dear.
Did Carrie tell you about her?
It's
hotter than your lover.
Which one?
I don't know. Take your pick. Did Carrie tell you about her adventure with Rocketta?
Yes.
Yeah, it gave her quite a start.
You know what I would have done if I'd come across Rocketta?
What?
I would have attacked. Jumped on her.
Really?
Played with her. Rolled with her.
Seriously?
Yeah, I wouldn't have killed her. I would have just played with her.
You realize how big this raccoon is?
How dangerous that is?
Yeah, I mean, you could... If you were in Mark's body and you attacked this raccoon with Mark's body, the odds of him being very seriously injured and having to be hospitalized and go through a series of rabies shots would be very good.
In your body, I think you could pull it off.
Yes.
But in Mark's body, it wouldn't be very fair to him.
Well, you didn't say in Mark's body.
That's true.
I know. Okay, I didn't clarify that. You're right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in Mark's body, if you stood up, I could jump over you and tap you on the head with my hands as my legs passed over your shoulders.
Mark's body?
No, my body.
Your body. You said Mark's body.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, it's not my language.
Well, it's sort of, kind of an inherited language anyway.
What do you mean?
No, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, Russ is learning that. Yeah, do you think he'll ever master the English language?
Nah,
probably have it mastered before he does.
But I keep practicing.
Yes, it's a little bit like making love. You have to practice.
Practice, practice, practice.
He is ready for the Sexual Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Curie is ready for the Sexual Olympics. Actually, we're probably both ready for the Sexual Olympics. And Mark is... I thought it was mud wrestling.
All female relay.
Oh, yeah, I can just see them passing the stick to each other.
It's like...
That thing's vibrating.
Have you heard of...